Okay, this is from our brother Randy in Arizona, and he writes, "Greetings. I enjoyed listening to the letters you read on your congregation." This came shortly after the new year. "The letters you read in your congregation recently received on the multiple track CD. The testimony of the local member Jay was stirring and uplifting. It is blessing to know that BOL is a sound vessel for making known the gospel, not only to the local church, but also to those who desire to know more about God's saving grace throughout the world. I continue to be a weekly listener throughout each week, listening to a sermon or two from the past that you have so graciously made available on the internet. May God continue his work through BOL. Randy." Randy's a regular listener, and we give thanks to him. A generous, very generous man. We want to give thanks to him for his remembering us in his prayers and also in his giving. Also, while I'm having, in case this does go on the internet, I just give thanks also to Anita and John in California, Monica in Virginia, and also an anonymous giver, a very generous anonymous giver in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Here's one that comes from North Carolina concerning the message, "What about the carnal Christian?" from Romans chapter 8. She writes, "I do appreciate messages like this that give the truth as it relates to the dangerous doctrine of the carnal Christian. It does seem to be just another excuse to live a life after the flesh while claiming the insurance of salvation. It's deceptive, and we all need these kinds of sermons that remind us of the truth relating to the true Christian regeneration experience. I was glad to hear him speak how many carnal or nominal Christians like to only speak of God in terms of love, 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 while ignoring the fact that he is also a holy God that hates sin and wickedness in men. A lot of Christians shun close self-examination of their faith, but I'm glad to hear from this sermon that is a good thing to do. The sermon will be an important part of my audio sermon library. I'm grateful for Elder Poss and his preaching of God's truth." And this came from North Carolina. Here's one from a brother who some of you know from California, and he actually, I'm just kind of summarizing here, three emails. He writes, "Pastor Joe, I appreciate your faithfulness in the gospel message. It's a blessing to hear your messages. I attended Beth Israel in the mid-late 90s. I lived in Sunnyside after moving back to Philadelphia, then California. I attended numerous churches along the way. I've come to see the Reformed perspective as most representing biblical truth, and it appears that's the direction the Lord is leading you. I attended Queen's Bible Study at Gary's apartment for a time. I was baptized at the church picnic in Orange County in the summer of 96. I recall a good brother named Joe who set up retreats. I was blessed to attend America's Keswick. I believe the last time I got to fellowship with you guys was on a trip to Lancaster. I ended up getting involved with another Messianic congregation in Philadelphia. Then I went around the Calvary Chapel movement about 5 years ago. A brother, won't mention the name of him, he allowed me to preach and teach in churches on a couple of visits to Cuba. I think it was after my last visit that I began questioning much of what I was seeing in my circles and even espousing myself. The short version is that I found the sermon audio site and have been blessed by listening to sermons from guys like yourself and Joel Beakey. I probably outstayed a number of churches over the last year. I was a deacon in a fundamental Baptist church after Calvary Chapel. I had a knee-jerk reaction to some of the casualness and emphasis on things hip, a California pitfall, I was seeing elsewhere. I once echoed a statement from Calvary Chapel and Geisler equating Calvinism with spiritual rape. I recall I wished I could have pulled those words back in my mouth immediately as I was just parroting what I was taught. I was convicted about that, and it was a turning point that started me studying more as well. I've read The Sovereignty of God. I also read A.W. Pink's biography by Ian Murray. You're preaching to the choir when I listen to your sermon on errors of modern evangelism. I think I was one of the first people to add a comment to the sermon," and he goes on. And that's from our brother Chris in California. Here's one, another listener. "Hi, Pastor Poss. I listened to your sermons about Romans 7 and the one called The Battle. You made some very helpful statements. For example, it felt good to hear that also much more experienced Christians still struggle with sin. I've heard sermons where it sounded as if those pastors didn't even sin anymore. It was depressing because I felt I simply could not reach the level of spirituality where I would get totally numb and where I also don't get angry anymore. And he goes on and on about the blessing of Romans 7 and looking forward to the teachings in Romans chapter 8. Here's another one from California. Thank you so much for the CD entitled Feed My Sheep. I've also felt that one of the greatest expressions of our love for Christ and love for his sheep is to teach believers the Word of God. Thank you, too, for your emphasis on spirit-wrought repentance that is absolutely necessary in order to be truly saved. Since I understood more that repentance is a work of God, I've been praying for many of my loved ones who claim to be Christians but now show no real change in their lives except to attend church and get involved in Christian activities. I believe that there are multitudes that have followed the ABC approach to salvation but have never truly been born again by God's Spirit because they've not repented of their sins. Please pray with me for our 2 children and 10 grandchildren in that regard. Our children were raised in churches that never taught repentance was a necessary condition of the heart in order to be saved, and I sometimes question their salvation in spite of their church involvement in Christian activities. And she goes on to talk about seeing the apostasy out there in California. Thank you, too, for a copy of your order of service. It must have been something that we sent. I especially like the emphasis on family-integrated rather than family-segregated worship services. And I also encourage to read about your evangelism and outreach ministries. That's from California. Here's from a brother in Arkansas. Brothers Lasardo and Poss, thank you for your preaching. I can't tell you what a blessing it has been to me. It often makes me wish I lived in New Jersey. What a joy sermon audio has been. At a time when I was almost in despair regarding the state of the church and biblical truth in America, it has shown me that God is working in powerful ways, often in small pockets of sincere believers, rather than on the Christian bookstore shelves and elsewhere in Christianity. I just listened to God's mashal, and space here does not allow me to tell how relevant that word has been to my life at this time. I have also been greatly blessed by Abba Father and hated by the world. Keep preaching the truth. It's music to the believer's ears. Your brother in Christ in Central Arkansas. Here's from Australia. We read one from Australia, our brother Trevor, who still listens faithfully. Greetings, Pastor. God bless you, mate. It's a joy to hear from you. You're always in my prayers. Dear Pastor, greet the brethren and Pastor Poss also. Oh, and thank you for the other sermon you sent and downloaded. I gave it to my father. The sermon was John 3:16. I listened to it 3 times. Kindest regards and love in Jesus, our dear precious Lord Trevor in Australia. Here's another, don't know where it's from Nicholas. Dear Pastor, I have just listened to your first message on John 17, and all I could say is, wow, what a thrilling and great God we have, and what joys we have in Christ because of God's glorious gospel. Thanks again for the blessing I have received in listening to this. May God continue to bless you and Pastor Bill and all the people who worship God at Bread of Life with sincere Christian love. Nicholas, he worships at Ramsbottom Independent Evangelical Church, 6 miles north of Bury and 20 miles north of Manchester in England. Another one from Little Rock, Arkansas. Murray in Little Rock writes, I have been very blessed by the sermons, both Joe's and Bill's. Keep serving true spiritual food to the hungry. My buddy Dan really enjoys you all. Hey, I'm a Southerner. What can I say? That's what he writes. You all sermons so much. And I had been telling him about you all, there I go again, for quite some time after hearing you on the Sermon of the Day on SermonAudio.com last year. Once he listened to a couple of your sermons, he was hooked, as I was. We love listening to our brothers from Jersey preach the word. One of my favorites is Barabbas and Jesus, the quandary of free will. I'm looking forward to going through the books of Amos and Galatians with you all. Hey, this is how I really talk. Your brother in Christ, Murray. Here's another one from Arkansas, Joe. I've been enjoying the sermons on Amos very much. Please be much encouraged that your brothers and sisters in Christ, located in Central Arkansas, Bread of Life Southern Campus, have been blessed by your efforts in unfolding God's Word. And he goes on. Here's a brother in Virginia. Dear Mr. Poss, I was speaking with my cousin last week about Romans 8:28. He sent me a CD by you on the topic. While I can't say you changed my life, I can say you further opened up my eyes to God's greatness, and He changed my life. I grew up in North Bergen, New Jersey, but I've been living in Virginia for 20 years. Your church is in New Jersey. Just amazing. The first thing that grabbed me was your sincerity and straightforwardness. But then I must admit, your New Jersey accent reminded me of being a kid again in New Jersey, and I got homesick just hearing your voice. Someday when I get up to Jersey, I'd like to shake your hand and thank you for your effort. I know you already have your reward, but it's nice to hear it sometimes. Praise God, and thanks for helping me out, Marcello. And Marcello wrote later on a little bit more detail. Dear Pastor Paul, I wanted to thank you for your 73 sermons on the net. After a lifetime of struggling with my Christianity, through your sermons, I've learned that I was an alleged Christian, just looking to use God to improve my life for personal gain. I was wrong. Through your sermons, I've learned that God has had His hand on my shoulder all along, and without Him, even for a second, I would crumble. I learned that He prays for us much better than we could hope to. When I pray now, the only thing I can mumble is a humble, sincere, thank you, Lord. I finally learned that the way is through Christ and not through works. I struggled with that for 30 years, Bill. God's wind has finally started to blow through me, and I thank you for helping me see the way. Through your sermons, I've learned that our struggle is forever and that we are and will always be sinners, but I've also learned that God's love is all-knowing and infinitely compassionate. You're the first preacher that I heard that doesn't sugarcoat the word. Your sincerity and love comes out in your messages. I can also tell you've had more pain in your life than I've had and therefore have earned the right to speak. I thank God for sending me His love and acceptance through the messages you put forth. The irony here is for the first time in my life, I actually want to join a church. And that church is near my home where I grew up. Yet now I live 379 miles away from you. I thank God for today's technology that permits me to be with you, even though I am far away. God bless and thanks for all you do. That's from Brother Marcello. One more. This comes to us from Virginia. I just finished Romans 7, along with keeping up to date on Galatians and Amos. They have been tough messages. Sometimes I had to listen to them twice on all three books. I grew up in a Baptist church where work salvation was taught. It was all about looks and blue laws. I also became self-righteous and prideful, being in important ministries. I thank the Lord that He did not allow me to stay that way. Through the three books BOL is currently doing, walls are coming down. It's very hard to let go of the old pattern of thinking, but God is breaking through. I'm looking forward to starting Romans 8. Thank you so much for your faithfulness and diligence in teaching the Word. I pray for you both. I pray for both of you that God would grant you wisdom and understanding. I also pray that your love for God would grow and grow. So we're very thankful and we give glory to God. This is the only time of year that we do this, but it gives you a little bit of an idea of the ministry of the Word of God around the world. And let's just give thanks for this. Dear Heavenly Father, we are humbled by the reality of what you have ordained, preaching, and the power that preaching holds, Lord. And we realize that it is not our words. Lord, we realize that we can never put a sentence together, never can put a paragraph together, Lord, that will ever be effectual in the sanctification or salvation of any soul. But we thank you for a perfect, holy word. We thank you, O Lord God, for a word that you honor even above your own name, you tell us. And we thank you, Lord, that that word is sufficient for the salvation and sanctification of your people. And we thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity that you have given to preach that word. And Lord, in this day and age of technology, of sermons being put over the internet, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that people have to listen. And Lord, we thank you for the work of your Holy Spirit in the hearts of your church throughout the world. Lord, we're blessed to hear of these things, and we lift up each one to you, Lord. We lift up our brethren in Arkansas to you, and you continue to bless and strengthen them, Lord. We lift up our brother and our sister in Virginia and ask for your hand upon them as well, Lord, that you continue to strengthen and grow them in grace, Father. We thank you, O Lord God, for the ones who listen overseas in Australia and in Great Britain, Lord, and ask that you would continue to minister to them as well, Lord, and those in California. We lift them all up to you, Lord. We lift up the one who asks for prayer for her children and 10 grandchildren for salvation, Lord, that if they be in a church, Father, that is not preaching your word, Lord, if they be unsaved, Father, that you would in mercy reach down and save the souls of her children, even the one who is an elder in the Southern Baptist Church, O Lord God. For your glory and honor, we ask these things. Continue, O Lord God, to move in your church. We ask you, Lord, that your church would indeed arise, Lord, and proclaim the truth of your gospel, that you have come to save your people from their sins. Father, we hold this truth so dear to our hearts today, that you have saved your people from their sins. We thank you, Lord. Be glorified, Lord, in the continuation of the spreading of your gospel, as these messages continue to go out according to your will and for your glory in 2008. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.